catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
This is Tony's Techside, a podcast on Africa Tech Radio, and I have with me on this particular episode Gracie Chen. She's the managing director of top crypto derivatives and copy trading platform BitGet, and she's overseen global marketing since April 2022 and project listing since December 2023. And she orchestrated the partnerships with the very iconic footballer Lionel Messi. Everyone knows him, and also ran campaigns contributing to BitGet's brand visibility. Hi, Gracie. How are you doing today?
Hi. Nice meeting you.
I know you didn't stay for long at the Web Summit, but what are your thoughts about how things went down at the Web Summit in Qatar?
Oh, okay. Were you there?
No, I wasn't. But yes, a colleague of mine was there.
See. Okay. So yeah, Web Summit Qatar, I traveled to Qatar last week, and that was actually a technology conference rather than just a crypto or blockchain conference. But I got to speak at the main stage. I had a great conversation with a few other entrepreneurs about how to build entrepreneurial companies outside of Valley. So that was a topic. But I also was supposed or invited to speak at this Crypto Goes Mainstream or Digital Currency panel, but I was in a rush to come back to the United States for East Denver. I missed that session and crypto leaders.
Okay, that's great to know. And I hope that the event in Denver was also, your time there was like really worth it, yeah?
Yeah, Denver is another great event. I also contributed to East Denver. So they don't call their speaker, they call us contributors. And I love that spirit.
Why? What's the reason behind it?
Behind me liking that spirit, or behind them not calling us speaker but contributor?
Both. Behind them, you know, calling you speakers, and why do you like it?
I think the main issue or spirit in East Denver is everyone is builder. So if you compare East Denver with some other conferences such as Qatar, Web Summit Qatar, there the people who go to East Denver, they are really like the project founders and the VCs mainly. And since last year, I started to look after our listing team. That's why it makes much more sense for me to enter the ecosystem.
So let's look at the trends that stood out for you in the crypto fintech space in 2023. What kind of trends stood out for you?
2023 trends? Okay. So in 2023, I guess some major events happened. Earlier in the March, we had Silicon Valley collapse, which is a big testament to the fact that the traditional financial industry needs decentralization. It's so centralized, and when there are major crises, it actually hits the economy badly. And also, although during that time USDT had a little bit depeg, I think generally USDT come back to the pegging to USD very quick, just within a few days. That's one thing. And then we had the Shanghai upgrade. Of course, like right now, in March, early March, there is Duncan upgrade also coming in 2024. So all these upgrades on the Ethereum ecosystem just make the Ethereum mechanism, first of all, switching from proof to work to proof of stake in 2023. And right now, another upgrade on the speed of the network, which is tremendously helpful to the industry. I think in 2023, we saw it clearly already about the Bitcoin Spot ETF's approval, although at that time, that was just the application in the June. But that's a major step forward. And January this year, it got approved. And right now, we are seeing lots of TradFi companies like BlackRock, Fidelity, Franklin, Templeton, Bitwise. Like, they have all these assets under management, and they are tremendously, you know, inflowing to the crypto industry, especially Bitcoin, and drives up the price of Bitcoin. Yeah, I think that's the major things. Of course, there are some other, you know, smaller issues around, for example, the Bitcoin ecosystem, especially inscription sector, surged in the December. It's not as popular as it was in December 2023, but I think Bitcoin ecosystem in general is more than just BRC20, and it's also more than just inscription. It's a much bigger thing, and we also think it's one of the most important trends in this bull market.
And for the trends you see shaping the space in 2024.
Okay. We talked about Bitcoin spot ETF already, and that's happened. Duncan upgrade or Cancun upgrade, it's scheduled for the first quarter. I think right now the expected time is on 13th of March. So during that, Ethereum and Layer 2 ecosystem will further unleash their potential, especially ZK Layer 2 projects have lots of potential in view of this, because they had lots of, you know, many of them, for example, Tyco, Skrill, Manta. I'm a friend with all these founders, and they have all sort of launched their mainnet either recently or in the upcoming few weeks, and they issue their token very soon if they haven't issued it yet. But basically, there's a lot of boom in this specific sector. Another thing we're looking at in 24 is the stablecoin issuer, USDC's stablecoin, which is Circle. I think they are preparing for their IPO. The latest time that I hear is they are launching their IPO June this year. I think this move is also expected to support the adoption of stablecoins a lot. And then halving is upcoming in the April. I think that's for another reason driving up the Bitcoin price recently. And usually, if you look at the past 13 years or so of 15 years of Bitcoin's history, we usually have this 3.5 to 4 year cycle, largely because of halving. So before halving, after halving, it's usually a big increase of Bitcoin price. At least that's historical data, which I still think this will happening this year as well. Another thing we're looking at is US interest rate. The US interest rate hiking cycle, it should end, reach its end already. I think the first rate cut may happen later this year. We are expecting, or not just we, but like the Wall Street is expecting two rate cuts this year. That's a decrease from four, which was their previous expectation, but under this impetus, positive sentiments in the cryptocurrency market is also expected to strengthen, and that also means an increase of Bitcoin price.
Now, when you hear of the African crypto markets, what comes to mind? What thoughts do you have about the crypto market in Africa?
In Africa? So, well, honestly, I don't manage our African market by myself. Mm-hmm. So, I do have a team who work on this specific geography. But I've read something or like generally when we talk about business geographies, I think Africa has lots of potential. Right now, if I remember the data correctly, like according to chain analysis, their observation in 2023, the current on-chain data, there's only 1% of all the global on-chain data is happening in Africa. And again, Africa is a generally unbanked continent, but country to country is very different. You know, South Africa is very different from maybe a smaller country in the East Africa. But basically, has lots of potential. There are lots of countries such as South Africa, such as Nigeria, or even Morocco. They have a bigger market, and they have a pretty good infrastructure in the financial world already. But there are also some other countries where maybe people are still, they don't even have a bank account. I think another thing interesting about Africa is many countries, they just skipped the so-called mobile internet era. They jumped right into the blockchain and using blockchain to facilitate cross-country remittance. I think that's a big market we're looking at. Probably not for Bitget itself, because we're not a payment company. We are an exchange. But I know there are some great payment firms in the fintech space who are using blockchain technology to facilitate the, again, the cross-border remittance. And that's a big market we're looking at. Exchange-wise, we don't have that many African users, largely because of the lack of infrastructure. But I see some potential there.
Now, do you have any thoughts about the, you know, countries like Nigeria, where there are like strict regulatory environment and you know, strict regulations concerning crypto? Also, knowing that the market is big and the market keeps getting bigger.
Nigeria, let's take a look. So I'm opening up my chain analysis report that I was talking about.
Okay.
And I think I read it somewhere, basically in this report, especially. I can give you this link. It's on their website, basically. So they ranked 20 countries that are their top crypto adoption so-called countries. Mm-hmm. And I see Nigeria ranking number 2 on this list, which I was very surprised. Basically, it says that in Nigeria, they have very strong retail centralized service value in terms of the ranking, and very strong centralized service value as well. Not that big in the DeFi world, but you know, P2P exchange trade, retail centralized exchange, and generally centralized service. These are very much needed in Nigeria, which is a sub-Saharan Africa country. And on that list, there were also India, Nigeria, Vietnam, United States, and Ukraine. So these are some countries that, in chain analysis opinion, that has very strong global crypto adoption.
Yeah. So as we celebrate women on the International Women's Day, theme for this year is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. What's your message to the world as we celebrate women, and what's your message to women?
First of all, I want to say, ladies, we need to lean in. We should not just be women or female. We should be female leaders. And whenever the world or someone else tell you that you cannot do it, but you know you won't, then just do it. So this week, I think very likely we might be able to see Bitcoin reaching all-time high if it didn't happen yet during my sleep yesterday. but I think generally we're observing Bitcoin's all-time high this year. So be a crypto leader and make a wave. I've had the honor to meet lots of female leaders in this space. Actually, a few days later, I'm going to have another Twitter space on my Biget Global account, where we talk about so-called gender diversity in Web3. But I've invited 3 good friends of mine who are all co-founder CEOs of various companies. There's one lady doing security auditing check, one lady doing layer 2, one lady doing VC. Like, she started her own VC and she backed lots of great projects in the space. So, you know, tune in, and I'm happy to show the world that there are lots of female leaders, and we should all work together to make a difference for our industry.
Beautiful. What, you know, unique perspectives you think that, you know, getting more women and more females into the crypto space can bring the space in terms of the benefits?
I would say it's not, you know, like what, it's not just about what women can bring to the space. It's also about how we should collaborate, you know, lack women or lack men. That's a big issue in any industry. So gender diversity, or not just, you know, in certain countries, for example, in the United States, we don't think this is just a binary issue, right? There are also LGBTQ group. And I'm a big fan I have a lot of friends who are in LGBTQ, like minority group. But basically, this kind of gender diversity is so important. Like, no matter how you call yourself, what's your pronouns, and what's your, you know, tendency in terms of whether like a male or a female, or you are bi, but it doesn't matter. it's about, you know, having more diversity in this space. And our Web3 Bitcoin's birth is a lot about decentralization and democracy. Like we do want to see lots of diversity in the world, not just in Web3. But I do think females are better in certain areas, for example, at communication skills, at empathy. That's a little bit cliche, but generally we've seen more ladies, you know, statistically, we've seen more ladies in the role of, for example, marketing role that I'm in. But I also see lots of females who are doing tremendously important work in technology. Like, for example, our CPO in my firm, in EpiGet, it's a female. And I've met lots of female coders at MIT, where I studied for my master's degree, for my MBA. So, you know, gender diversity, and we should totally believe that we can do anything. And by the way, I also want to highlight the sentence that I really love, which is called feminism. By the way, I'm not a feminist, but okay. But if we talk about, you know, empowering women or increasing the female's leadership role, some people may think of the word feminism. But this sentence goes like this: feminism is not about making women stronger. Women are already strong. It's about changing the way the world perceives that strength.
Beautiful.
This is by G.D. Anderson in 2012. I think that's a very strong sentence and message that I want to send to the world.
Thank you for that. Now, final words for BitGet's community, customers, and partners on the continent of Africa.
Oh, okay. We definitely want to empower the African community. Right now, we do have a very small team serving this country, but I think there's lots of potential. So stay tuned. And we also established this free, you know, blockchain empowerment educational program called Blockchain for Youth, and also another one called Blockchain for Her. So if you are a lady, feel free to participate in Blockchain for Her. You'll be able to find more information on my Twitter account and on a Bigger Global's Twitter account. So stay tuned in with our community.
Beautiful.
Again, very glad to be your guest today.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful time.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.